Progress Energy's plans for a nuclear power plant in Levy County became a little bumpier this week. On Wednesday, the Atomic Safety and Licensing Board, or ALSB, an arm of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, ruled that three environmental groups could challenge the power company's plans and cited three specific reasons why. The groups are the Florida Green Party, the Florida Ecology Party, and the Nuclear Information Resource Service, or NIRS. Mary Olson is the Southeast Regional Coordinator for the NIRS, based in North Carolina.
Part of why it got my attention as a national staff member is because it's the first what we call greenfield site, meaning it is not already a power plant. It is not already an industrial site. It's, you know, it's not pristine wilderness or anything, but it's still, not developed. And so as a greenfield site, the first one east of the Mississippi River, it's very significant and a very steep climb, I think, for any utility corporation to undertake this compared to the other strategy, which is the one that Florida Power and Light is pursuing, which is to add new reactor units at an existing power plant site. They are seeking to do this at Turkey Point, which is south of Miami.
Olson was chosen to represent the three groups before the Atomic Safety and Licensing Board back in April.
What you call pro se, meaning we don't have the money for an attorney. I'm not an attorney. But the law allows for that. It allows for individuals and organizations to represent their members and to come into this licensing process if we can show that there are issues that the corporation and the federal regulator were not adequately addressing without our participation.
And I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, that there were 12 different issues that you brought up, and the board the other day ruled on, two or three of those? Is that correct?
Well, they ruled on all of them, but admitted that means they are going to consider further three of them. And when you take all the subparts, we actually had 34 different issues that we had what were called oral arguments, where Progress Energy Florida's attorney and the NRC staff attorneys and I had a discussion with the judges who came to Florida, and we did that in April. So we had a lot of issues we were raising, but I am very pleased and proud of the three that they have determined are worthy of further hearing.
Indeed, can you tell our listeners about those?
Yeah. The one that I am most excited about, well, I'm excited about all three, but the one I'm most excited about is the hydroecology portion. This was the longest section of issues that we raised. The judges have focused it for us. They've cut it down a bit. It's much more precise and focused in the version that they put out. But basically it says that Progress Energy inappropriately evaluated the impact on water in many broad senses, not only the local on-site water impacts, which would be very significant at that site due to the fact that that is an area that recharges natural springs throughout the whole region, but also the impacts on rivers and forest hydration issues in a much broader area than the site itself. And so the judges are not saying that we're correct, but they are saying that Progress Energy Florida dismissed those issues incorrectly. So this hearing is going to be the chance to bring forward the concerns, but the judges' articulation of what we put in there was really exciting because they included irreversible impacts from construction, which, given this particular site, I think is going to become very, very compelling. Particularly because local people have brought forward data showing that the other power plant that Progress Energy Florida operates, Crystal River, has already caused saltwater incursion or intrusion, where you suck so much of the fresh water out of the ground and it's so close to the Gulf there with all that salt water that the salt water is beginning to come in and take over where the fresh water was. And so, fouling drinking water potentially for a very large area. So these are the types of issues that we are going to be able to bring into a hearing format with experts, and I'm not clear yet whether it's going to actually be in a physical location with cross-examination or whether it will be conducted through exchange of documents and conference calls only. But in any case, we will be developing a very strong record that the waters of that area are precious, that drinking water, fresh water is precious, and that with the climate changing, that water becomes ever more precious, and that it can never be called a small impact, such as Progress Energy did in their environment report. Now, whether there's sufficient evidence there to stop a major federal action, we still have to determine. We don't know that. Just because the issue has been admitted does not mean we have won it. It just means we can press forward and bring the issue into clearer focus, and hopefully the judges will recognize that this is just a really bad idea. Then there's these two others that are related very closely to each other that basically have to do with the fact that there's two classifications of radioactive waste. One is the irradiated fuel that comes out of the reactor, and the other is everything else, including the entire power plant when they go to decommission. That everything else has the misleading term of low-level waste because it has stuff in it that could give a lethal dose in minutes, so highly radioactive, and yet it's called, quote-unquote, low-level. Well, there's no operating facility in the United States today, as of actually a year ago, in 2008. The one operating dump in South Carolina closed its doors to all but three states, being South Carolina, New Jersey, and Connecticut. So unless the waste is generated in those three states, it can no longer go to that dump, which is where Florida had been sending the waste from Crystal River, St. Lucie, and Turkey Point, the three nuclear power stations in Florida today. So the application from Progress Energy includes nothing about what they're going to do with this waste that they will generate. There's no way they can operate the site without generating this waste, other than the fact that they'll have a two-year holding area for it. And the judges agreed with us that that is not an adequate plan, given the fact that today there is no facility that they can send it to.